I'm In with the ARCC is brought to you by StoredTech, your technology, our passion. And now, here's your host for I'm In with the ARCC, Amanda Blanton.
And welcome to I'm In with the ARCC. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Amanda Blanton, Marketing Director with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today I am joined by Liza Oxendorf from the Warren County Employment and Training Administration. Welcome to the show, Liza.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Really excited to have you. I actually, you know, for people who don't know, I've only gotten to know you probably over the last, year, it seems, I think it seemed like it was in the beginning of the pandemic that you and I connected virtually and you know, just got to know each other. And now our paths just seem to continuously cross because what you guys are doing over there at Warren County, you know, has a lot to do with the chamber, too. So it's been really great to get to know you over time. But I'm excited to give you this opportunity today to let us know a little bit about what you do over there. And also, you've got this great new training program that I know you can't wait to talk about. So I'm excited to get right into it. But to start, but to start out, if you don't mind, tell us exactly what the Warren County Employment and Training Administration does.
Sure. So I work for Warren County, but we are funded by a federal grant, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, and I help run the Warren County Career Center in Glens Falls in the Travelers Building. And I co-manage that really with our local Department of Labor representatives. And we offer employment and training services. So folks who are looking for jobs or need help updating their resume or writing a cover letter, we offer workshops around transferable skills. And then we also have training funds for anybody who may be eligible in trying to go back to school, or programs, some trade programs through BOCES. So we do some training sponsorships. And then we also help youth complete their GED or task equivalence, or GED equivalency, which is our task class. So we have so many services and opportunities for Warren County residents around employment and training. And we're happy to get the word out. So thank you for helping.
Absolutely. And that sounds like so much. And I'm sure you could elaborate on a lot of that. And it's just so interesting what you guys are doing. And it sounds like you collaborate a lot with other organizations as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's a close-knit community, and there's so many community-based organizations, and we all kind of refer clients to each other because usually somebody needs more than one service, and we're just grateful that we can collaborate in this community, and there's something for everyone, no matter what their needs may be.
Absolutely, and I always tell people, you know, collaboration is key. Especially these days, it's very rare that a business or an organization can get everything done by themselves, you know, without asking for help. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy seeing, you know, other businesses and organizations collaborating with each other. I feel like we've seen a lot of growth in our region due to that. So I'm happy that you guys are on board with that as well. Now, Liza, do you work with a team, or are you a solo lady? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I do have a team of county employees. I have 5 people who work under me. We just actually added an intern, which is great. Always appreciate getting college student support. So I do have a team of county staff, but then we also work closely with state Department of Labor. So in our career center, it's a combination of county and state folks. And even though we're closed to the public right now, we're still offering the majority of our services virtually and remotely.
That's excellent. Good to hear. And you will probably be mad at me for saying this, but I'm just going to say it on the air. Liza is a super duper human being. I just have to put that out there. You know, I haven't known you that long, but I've seen you out and about on multiple Zoom calls, multiple committees, multiple, you know, initiatives. And it just seems like you're really getting your hands into everything. You're like a superwoman.
You're so sweet, Amanda. I think it's a sign of the times that we're in. It just requires us to act in urgency and collaboratively to meet the needs of the community and keep as many businesses open as possible and support the workforce. So it just, there's so many things that are critical right now to be working on. And that's why my hands are in everything.
Sure, sure. But I think the important thing to note is that, you're definitely passionate about what you do. And I'm hoping, if you don't mind, can you share just a little bit about your experiences and what brought you to this region? Because from I know I've heard your story before. You went away for some time, but you came back. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm not originally from here, but my family roots are real deep here back to the 1800s. I'm a descendant from the Howland family, and my grandfather, Al Howland, was born and raised in Hudson Falls. And so I grew up coming here to Lake George several times a year. And then I went to school at Syracuse, and so I would always come over as well. And my mom moved back here 20 years ago and remarried. And then I would visit, and I would cry every time I left. And I worked in D.C. in education for 14 years. And finally, in 2019, I was tired of the city life, and life is short, so I wanted to be in my peaceful place. And I quit my job as an administrator in education in Washington, D.C., and moved here to my peaceful place. And I've never been happier, even in a pandemic with record unemployment. At the start of the pandemic, I've still never been happier. So I've been in this position as director for about 15 months this week. But with the pandemic, it certainly feels like about 8 years.
I know what you mean. And I have to say congratulations to you. That's fantastic. But I know exactly what you mean. It's so interesting, too. I've had quite a few people on this show in recent weeks or months that made a career change during the pandemic. And I give kudos to them. You know, we're all facing our own separate challenges. And to make a move like that is really, really admirable. And, you know, you just want to pick the brains of those people. So congrats on, you know, surviving this long and really making an impact in our communities. And, you know, as much as I don't like talking about the pandemic, I think it's worth just kind of noting a couple things. Because you've seen the ebb and flow, you know, in what you're doing. What challenges are you facing in your organization, and what are you kind of seeing out there in the workforce world?
Yeah, so it's not news to anyone that childcare is an issue, transportation is an issue, and a lot of these issues were issues before the pandemic, but they were really brought to the surface because of COVID. So we have fewer women in the workforce now than in any time in recent history, really. We're seeing levels of, like, from the 1980s, and it's because women are being impacted more by the schooling and childcare needs of their children right now during COVID. And so that's a challenge. We have plenty of jobs here in Warren County, but we don't have enough workers. So even though our unemployment rate is currently at about 6%, which isn't too much higher than what it normally is in the winter, that doesn't include thousands of people who aren't looking for work right now. So that is a huge challenge for the businesses that are trying to stay afloat, but can't find the workforce. So that's one of the challenges, certainly technology gap. So when we were open, our career center was open, people would come here to use our computers, our fax machines, copiers, phones, and they don't have access, people who don't have computer access or internet access. That's still a challenge. So trying to address those short and long-term needs in this economic recovery is changing the way that workforce operates. And so we've had to be more creative as a region.
Sure. And that's something that I'm hearing across every industry, every sector is that's pretty much the biggest challenge. And of course, you know, we've got the challenges with remote working, too. Right. A lot of businesses are being challenged with how do I deal with a remote workforce? How do I, you know, keep my employees motivated? Things like that. Is that something that you guys tackle or something you would consider assisting with?
Yeah, so we've shared with you, Amanda, we have free online training through Metrics or New York Wired, and we pay for unlimited licenses so that our residents and businesses across our tri-county workforce area, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington, can take online courses for free. And they added this year courses around virtual work. So if you don't know how to run a Zoom meeting, there's actually online training for that now. So those are the main services we're able to offer through online training or upskilling, you know, people's businesses' current employees. But ultimately, our services are mostly focused around training, recruiting, and hiring needs for businesses and job seekers.
Gotcha. Makes total sense. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're connecting with businesses and people looking for work all at the same time, right? So businesses
Yes,
can
ma'am.
Reach out to you, and also people looking for work can reach out to you.
Absolutely.
Cool. Your target audience, if you will. I think that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great.
Perfect. So with, you know, we've seen enough challenges, obviously. Are there any successes that you'd like to mention that you've celebrated over the past year or so? Anything cool come out of this?
Yeah. So we, when this pandemic started, all of the Capital Region workforce directors got together about, okay, how are we going to operate our services remotely? And we started meeting every week since about April. We meet every Tuesday from 11 different counties, and we have started virtual workshops. So we have monthly virtual workshops around transferable skills, overcoming barriers to employment, a variety of topics that normally we would offer in our career centers. And what's cool is that we now co-facilitate. So one workshop might be facilitated by two different counties, but it's open to everyone in the Capital Region. And that's huge because we're reaching more people with the best workshops we have to offer. And then we continue to collaborate as workforce directors across the 11 counties to continue to share ideas, best practices. We recently were starting to meet with our local community college leaders around workforce. And more recently, we're starting to meet with our chambers of commerce, all in the Capital Region. So your president, Mr. Michael Biddle, will be joining us for one of our Capital Region meetings in a few weeks. So this pandemic has brought people together. And that's, I think, the biggest success. And it's funny because we've had to distance ourselves, yet it's brought us together.
Oh, Liza, I love it. And you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. That's absolutely true. And I'm so glad to hear that so much good is coming out of these meetings. I've been a part of quite a few committees myself during this time. And it's just so amazing to see the progress come together. You know, you meet, whether it's once a week, once a month, whatever it might be, getting all these minds together, right, to mm-hmm. talk and share resources, share ideas, and to finally mm-hmm. see things come to fruition. It's amazing. Truly amazing.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And I know that you've been a kind of like a guest speaker at quite a few meetings, kind of getting out there and getting the word out. So has that been working for you as well? Like, I think specifically I'm mentioning, like, you were part of the Women's Business Council meeting 1 month, and I think you've been on other calls. Has that been beneficial for you?
Yeah. This community is really welcoming, and I appreciate that. You know, not every community is that way. And so being a newbie here in the last 15 months, I've really appreciated all of the invitations to speak in front of committees or boards or organizations to share more information, because really everything that I'm working on impacts everyone, right? Everything is interconnected. And I don't mind the public speaking because, you know, I worked in education and I had to use my cafeteria voice very often. but the media, you know, managing media and the media attention is definitely something I've had to get used to, because this is the best way to get publicity around our services is by speaking to people like you and other folks who can help push the word out for us.
I agree. And you must be doing a really good job, because I didn't even know that your office existed until I met you. So step one, right?
Yes. Word of mouth.
Absolutely. And here we are. So thank you for saying all that. I think it's important to note, you know, the challenges that were that you're facing, but also the successes that you can celebrate. So happy for you on that. All right, well, we're going to take our first quick break here. When we come back, we're going to hear about the PUSH program. Very excited, and I know Liza is too. So we will be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM, AM 1450.
This is I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back. Thanks again for tuning in to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by StoredTech, your technology, our passion. And if you are just joining us, my guest today is Liza Oxendorf, Director of the Warren County Employment and Training Administration. We got to know Liza a little bit in the first segment and, of course, what the Warren County Employment and Training Administration does. Good golly, Liza, do you ever get tired of saying that full name? It's long.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just say Career Center.
You go. I love it. I love it. So the main purpose for you being on the show today is I know that you guys kind of just unveiled this PUSH training program, and PUSH stands for Pathways Up for Success in Hospitality, which I love.
You got it.
I want to know what the program is and also how did it come about? Because obviously there's a lot of work behind this. So if you could kind of share the story too on how this idea came about.
Sure. So we mentioned earlier about how the collaboration has been critical during the pandemic. And so public and private sector have really come together. And in Warren County, one of those groups is the Economic Recovery Task Force, which I sit on, but it also kind of spiraled out into other committees and groups. So there's a hospitality communications group led by Mark Behan. And we then formed some other derivative subcommittees. So I chair the hospitality workforce subcommittee. And we know that there were gaps last summer in filling all of the hospitality positions. We did not have J-1 international workers. We had staffing issues because businesses were struggling to get workers to work during a pandemic, right? So as we prepare for the spring and summer tourism season, we know that we needed to create something to recruit, train, and place people into the hospitality field. Mm-hmm. So the subcommittee, which consists of, you know, local hospitality leaders, SUNY Adirondack professors, and myself, came up with this idea where I can offer free online training through Metrics that I mentioned earlier, Metrics with an X, around the soft skills of customer service, professionalism, problem solving, the skills that we know are necessary to be successful in hospitality. Then we partnered with Lake George Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau through their arrival to departure tourism class. So that's the second component of the PUSH training program. And then they will also do, the training participants will also do FAM tours where they will familiarize themselves with local hospitality businesses in Warren County so they can see what it's like to work in different venues and all the opportunities that exist there. So the goal of PUSH is to really recruit, train, and place people into the field of hospitality in retail, food and beverage, and lodging.
Excellent. Now, I think it's important to note, and this is something that I got from some of those that you mentioned, the Hospitality and Tourism Committee. I've sat on quite a few of those meetings. Surprisingly, I think to a lot of people, we had a really strong tourism season last summer and fall. And it hasn't been too bad for the winter either. I think a lot of people anticipated, you know, with the pandemic that we may not see a lot of tourists, but we had a pretty strong season. So the need for workers is there, I think is a really good message to get out there. And so you guys saw that obviously and came up with kind of a solution. So who is this program, who's eligible for this program?
Sure. So anybody age 14 and older, because you have to be 14 to work. And some establishments require teenagers be a little bit older, but at least 14. And it's really about 19 hours of online learning at their own pace and schedule that works for them. And then about 4 hours in-person training for the FAM tours. So any Saratoga, Warren, or Washington County residents age 14 and older are eligible to participate in the PUSH training program.
That's excellent. And is the goal to just find seasonal workers? Is it to find year-round hospitality workers? Is it both?
Yeah, it's both. Certainly right now, as we're approaching the spring season, the goal is, you know, we need more people for this coming spring and summer. But we don't plan on stopping PUSH after this year. We want this to be a year-round training program where we're constantly filling the pipeline of workforce to the hospitality industry. But we also have the goal from that hospitality group that you've joined in those meetings. We have the goal of really creating a tourism 365 here. And if we're going to push tourism 365, we need a workforce 365.
You know what, Liza, you should write like advertising. That's that you summed it up perfectly. The idea of 365 tourism in Warren County has been kicked around for quite some time here, and you're absolutely right. In order to achieve that, we need a workforce behind that. So it sounds like this program is really geared towards accomplishing that, which I love. Mm-hmm. How long has this program been unveiled? I think I know the answer, but I'm asking for our listeners.
Sure. So we just unveiled it literally in the past 2 weeks. We announced it, and we do have people already enrolled in the training program. And the incentive to enroll is if you enroll in the training program and you complete the entire program of about 24 hours training, you become a preferred candidate for our PUSH partner businesses. And those businesses will automatically guarantee you an interview. And in some cases, the businesses are automatically offering a higher salary if they hire you after that interview. Ooh. Because they really value the skills that you're bringing to the table from this training program.
And I love that, because from a business's perspective, when somebody completes this program, you're already guaranteed to get a good candidate, right? You know they're coming with these skills. So it almost makes the interview process a little easier, too. And I'm just thinking from a business's perspective, like when they do the interview, it's probably more about, do our personalities mesh? Is this person trainable? As opposed to trying to figure out what their skills are. Do you know what I mean? It kind of takes some of the guesswork out. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a win-win for everybody, because it saves the businesses time, energy, and money with recruiting and hiring and training. But also for the job seeker, not only are you getting this training for free, but then let's say you complete the training with flying colors, but then you're nervous about the interview. Well, at the Career Center in any of our three counties, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington, we offer services to help you prep for an interview, right? So that you may have all these skills, but we want you to be successful all the way through. So these are, it's wraparound services, which is wonderful.
Yeah, you guys are like a one-stop shop.
That's exactly what we are, one step.
Excellent. Now, just a couple minutes ago, you did mention a PUSH partner. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so right now I am recruiting PUSH partners. So that is any business in Warren County that is in retail, food and beverage, or lodging that is hiring, right? They need help with recruiting. So we will refer people to them who completed the PUSH training so that they get a direct line to people who are interested in working in hospitality and just learned all these skills that are necessary to be successful. And the other thing is as a PUSH partner, they'll get to use our PUSH partner logo so that the community knows that they're a PUSH partner, therefore making the job seekers who complete the training program preferred candidates. But also it shows the community that the PUSH partner business cares about those skills that we're teaching: professionalism, customer service, problem solving, because we want everybody who visits Warren County to have a great experience. And we can only do that if we know everybody's getting consistent and excellent training.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And what does the push partner have to do exactly after they sign up? Is it just simply a matter of keeping in touch with you guys, or are there other requirements that they need to do?
Yeah. So I encourage any push partner business to keep me posted about what positions they have open, because those needs can change often, right? So we want to know what the current needs are and if they're changing throughout the season so that we can refer the most qualified candidates to them, but also post the most accurate information in our job postings.
Sure. Makes total sense. So it sounds like being a push partner is a very light lift. Essentially, you're just getting it out there that you're looking to fill these positions and you're going to connect them with the qualified candidates. And then that's it. Win-win.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So I can't imagine why not everyone would be signing up for this immediately, but that's why we're here, right? Is to help get the word out. So let's say we have some businesses listening. They're interested in either learning more about push or just becoming a push partner. What's the best way to do that, Liza?
Yeah, so my direct number for businesses is 518-824-8865. And I'm at the Warren County Career Center. I'm also, you know, listed in Warren County directory of departments. And that's really the easiest way to reach me and learn more about being a push partner.
Absolutely. Awesome. And you said you already have a few on board, correct?
Yeah, we just in the first 10 days or so, we've got at least 10 businesses on board and more every day reaching out.
That's great. Now, do you have any measurable goals? Like, obviously, you want to help everybody, but do you have any goals for now, you know, since it's in such an early stage? And like you said, spring and summer is right around the corner. How many businesses would you like to see on board?
Well, I don't want to put a cap on the number of businesses because I as many as possible is the goal. But I do want to say that we want to get at least 200 people trained through PUSH. And adding 200 people into the workforce would help our area tremendously. I think we'll exceed that, but that's our goal for this first season.
Gotcha. And you may have already mentioned it before, and I apologize, but getting those candidates into the program, is there a plan on how to do that? Are you working with local schools maybe, or because I'm thinking like, you know, like the community college, right? SUNY Adirondack might have some students there that are not quite sure what they want to do. And maybe they just want to work somewhere over the summer. Is that something you're considering, like collaborating with them and other organizations like that?
Yeah, we already have 21 SUNY Adirondack students enrolled in PUSH, and they're taking hospitality courses or business courses at SUNY already. So we're excited about that. So we have the college students, the SUNY Adirondack students, but I'm also building relationships with local school superintendents because we know that we need to get more teenagers working every summer. It's not only good for businesses, especially as we're lacking J-1 workers, but it is really good for teenagers for their job skill development. It's good for their social emotional development. It's great for them to meet other role models in the community, and it's healthy, constructive use of time. So they're less likely to make risky decisions as teenagers sometimes do.
Sure, sure. And I totally agree with that as well. I'm, you know, honestly wishing there was something like this around when I was younger and, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, because even if, you know, starting a career in the hospitality field is not your end goal, it might be something you just want to try out. And what a great way to do it, to get this training under your belt, right? And land a really awesome job. I mean, why not?
Exactly, exactly. And part of reaching out to high school students and even people in career changes right now during the pandemic, a lot of times people think that the only jobs in hospitality are entry-level jobs, but there are dozens and dozens of different job titles and opportunities for advancement in the field of hospitality. So somebody might start out as a server, but then really learn about events and want to become an event planner. And that is a really great career, especially beautiful location that we live in. So we want our youth especially to know the many different career paths that exist in the field of hospitality, and this will help them learn that.
I'm so glad you mentioned that too, because you're right. A lot of people just assume that there's only four or five different types of jobs in the hospitality industry, which is not the case. So this will serve as a great educational tool as well, you know, to educate young people or, like you had mentioned, someone that just might be considering a career change. It's never too late, right?
Right. And really, there are so many transferable skills. Somebody might be leaving another career or was forced to leave another career because of the pandemic, but they have so many transferable skills that will help them be successful in hospitality. And the work in our career center, as well as through PUSH, can help them see that.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to add about the PUSH program?
So anybody who, if there's somebody who wants to take the PUSH training and enroll, they can call the Warren County Career Center. And our main number is 518-743-0925. And Andrea Kinderman is our coordinator, who is helping anybody enroll who's having challenges with technology or who has more questions about the online training portion of PUSH. We are here and happy to help out.
Excellent. Thank you very much for mentioning that. And we will have to take another quick break, and we'll be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM, AM 1450.
Now more of I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back. Thanks again for listening to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by Stored Tech, your technology, our passion. And Liza, again, I want to thank you so much for, you know, educating us on what this PUSH program is all about. I'm just so excited for you guys. It sounds like it's off to a great start. It's still so new, but it can only go up from here. So I'm really excited for you. If you don't mind, because you know, you talk about the Career Center, and I know that things look a little different these days, you know, with everything going virtual. But what other programs and services would you like to highlight that the Career Center can offer?
Yeah. So prior to the pandemic, we did monthly job fairs, and sometimes we would host them at the library, and sometimes they would be here in the Travelers Building in Glens Falls. But we're shifting now to virtual fairs, as many things have shifted to virtual.
Sure.
And we also want to support any businesses who are interested in hosting their own hiring event, right? We want to make sure that they're doing it safely. We want to help get the word out if they're hiring. So even though we are closed to the public, we're still offering all these services to help businesses get the workers that they need. So we post jobs for people. We do social media posts. We do employer spotlights, which has really been fun for me. I love visiting a business that has several positions open and interviewing their employees about why it's a great place to work. And then Warren County Public Affairs puts it on social media for us. And this wonderful community shares the information for us. And that gets the businesses more attention, and it gets them more applicants to their open positions.
That's fantastic. And, you know, if somebody wants to post a job position with you, first of all, is that a free opportunity?
Absolutely. All of our services are free.
Excellent. I always got to hear that a few times for it to sink in, because, you know, nothing's free.
Nothing's free anymore. Yeah.
Right. So if a business is interested in posting an opportunity with you, would they just give you a call at the Career Center as well to work that out?
Yes. Or they could email me, oxendorfl@warrencountyny.gov. We post a lot of jobs on the New York State Job Bank, and they can Google that as well, just to see what the platform looks like. But they're welcome to call or email me with any questions about job postings.
Excellent. And you mentioned virtual job fairs. What does that look like? Or is that simply just postings online? Because I've heard this term thrown out, and I'm wondering what that looks like.
Sure. So the way we're developing them right now for this spring is that each employer would have their own Zoom link, and job seekers could, you know, sign up, register, and they would click on the business Zoom link to go into that virtual room and learn more about that business and their open positions. So it's very easy for folks who've been working on Zoom or other virtual meeting platforms. And it's convenient, not only for businesses, because they can see many people at one time in a short time period, but it's convenient for job seekers as well, because they'll be able to access from their phone or computer or iPad.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see that happen.
Yeah.
I know there's probably a lot of work that goes into it too. So
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. So many of the virtual fairs, there's going to be a couple in April. So we're still in the beginning phases of planning for those.
Excellent. And you be sure to let me know about those so we can help you promote.
Will do.
Awesome. And earlier you had mentioned the metrics kind of online training. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Because I know what it is, but I just want to make sure our listeners know, because it's certainly something I think a lot of people should be taking advantage of.
Absolutely. So Metrics with an X is from a company called New York Wired, based out of Albany. And we've been long partners with them. And in our region, Saratoga, Warren, Washington, we pay for unlimited licenses, so our businesses and residents here can get this training for free. And there are thousands of courses, everything from computer courses, right, if you want to learn more about how to use Excel, to courses in different industries and soft skills, like we talked about earlier with Push. And it's very easy for someone to create their own free metrics account at www.metricslearning.com. And if anybody has any challenges with that, they are welcome to contact our Career Center for help with that.
Excellent. Do you know if it's a widely used service? I don't know if you could track that, but is it being used? Yeah.
We get monthly reports on participants and people that have enrolled and how many courses they've completed. And what's exciting is that during the pandemic, especially in the beginning of the pandemic, when a lot of employees were at home, we pushed this out to many employers as an opportunity to upskill their current employees, right? So we've seen use increase during the pandemic. And I feel like it's going to keep increasing because, you know, our way of working and learning has definitely shifted to more virtual now.
Sure. 100%. And it's so interesting that you mention the upskill thing, because I've found, you know, having conversations with a lot of business owners that they've been taking this time during the pandemic to almost just revamp, refresh, just everything is like a do-over, right? Like, how can we make this work better? Maybe it's time for a refresh of our website. Maybe I can train my employees on things. So you're right. People are in that state of mind, right? Like, it's not that we're bored and we have downtime. It's just that things have changed. So how can we make ourselves better so that when things hopefully do go back to normal, we are ready to rock and roll, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool. And I just love that that's an offer, and I hope more people take advantage of it. Are there any other programs or services that you'd like to highlight?
Those are the main ones that are most beneficial for our community, especially right now during a pandemic. But in the future, in post-pandemic especially, I would love to be offering more panel events on hot topics that businesses and employers can use, and as well as celebrating our workforce. So we did some of that this year. We know that our teachers, our child care providers, we really celebrated them and other essential workers during the pandemic. And I want us to keep celebrating our workforce after the pandemic. We have wonderful people in our community who do amazing work, and they don't often get the appreciation and recognition. And I would like us to find more creative ways to do that and celebrate and reward them. So I look forward to doing a lot more of that work, not only during the pandemic, but post-pandemic, and definitely in partnership with Chambers of Commerce, of course.
I love that. What a great idea. I mean, why not celebrate, you know, the workforce as a whole? We've all been through some stuff. It'd be nice to kind of, you know, celebrate when it's all over and continue that, you know, to uplift each other. That's what it's really about. Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you, Liza, for sharing all that. You guys do so much over there at the Career Center. And it's been a pleasure, you know, kind of getting to know what you do and hopefully helping to spread the word. And I'd love to continue to help spread the word on what you guys do, because it is so important. We live and work in one of the best areas of the country, I believe, but we can make it better, you know. So, and you're definitely a part of that. So thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. And that's why I moved here.
Yeah, exactly.
If anybody wants to learn more about all of the services at the Career Center, you can go to our website, thejoblink.org.
Excellent, excellent. Anything else you'd like to add, Liza?
No, I just am really grateful for this time and happy to be here in this really collaborative community. And I hope to hear from people who are interested in enrolling in PUSH or becoming a PUSH partner.
Absolutely.
We're here to support one another. So thank you so much.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you again for being on the show. And we have to take another quick break and we'll be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk WWSC 93.1 FM, AM 1450.
You're listening to I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk WWSC.
And we're back. Thanks so much for listening to I'm In with the ARCC. Such a pleasure doing this show week after week, and I'm hoping you're enjoying it too. Got a couple minutes left here, and I just wanted to make sure I mention a couple of upcoming events that the Adirondack Regional Chamber is hosting virtually, of course. Next up on Tuesday, March 9th, we have our monthly Women's Business Council meeting, which is always a fun one to attend. And non-members are welcome to attend, too, if you want to come check it out for a meeting, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. This month's discussion will be facilitated by one of our members, Sherry Finkel Murphy. She is joining us from the Atrium Financial Group of Northwestern Mutual. And this discussion will be centered around developing productive, structured relationship networking skills to hopefully develop reputation, ambassadorship, and yield mutually rewarding business outcomes. So it's a little more than a networking one-on-one. We're going to try to teach everyone some good skills here. And of course, following this discussion, you can practice your networking skills through our breakout room networking exercise. And if you haven't done a networking like breakout room in Zoom, it's very fascinating and very fun. I know a lot of people are just aching for in-person networking, but you know, this virtual networking works just as well, if you ask me. And then next up on Wednesday, March 10th, will be our monthly ARCC Chamber 101. And this is geared towards potential chamber members. So basically, if you're considering joining the chamber, this would be a good session for you to sit in on. You'll definitely learn more about what membership entails and kind of meet some other people. Or maybe you're an existing member and you have no idea how to use your membership properly. We'll be there to help you out. I actually host that with our membership director, Tricia Rogers. It's fun. It's light. It's casual. It's not a big deal. It's on Wednesday, March 10th at 9 a.m. So hoping you can join us for that as well. Following that, on the same day, actually, at noon, will be our nonprofit Brown Bag Lunch Chat. So this is an opportunity for you to network with fellow nonprofit organizations to share your experiences and updates during like a facilitated roundtable discussion. Again, non-members can come to this as well. So if you work for a nonprofit organization and you kind of want to connect with other nonprofits, this could be a good opportunity for you. Again, that's Wednesday, March 10th at noon, and it runs for about an hour. So that one's really cool. And ironically enough, as another nonprofit geared event, we are so excited to be hosting on Thursday, March 25th from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. our annual symposium event. So the ARCC has a nonprofit business council that gets together pretty frequently, and we host two annual events, one of those being the symposium. And what that event does is it provides a forum for relevant topics And it's geared towards executives, board members, and potential board members of nonprofit organizations. So if you sit on a board for a nonprofit, or you work for a nonprofit, or maybe you're just passionate about nonprofits, this could be a really cool event for you to attend. We're having a special speaker. His name's Andy Robinson. And his he'll be speaking on, he titled it, Stronger Together, Collaborations, Shared Services, and Joint Fundraising. So these are really hot topics in the nonprofit world. So we're super excited to have him on board to speak on this. He's got some great videos on his website at andyrobinsononline.com. He provides training and consulting for nonprofits, businesses, and other agencies for over 25 years now. So we're really excited to have him on board. He will be focusing on the collaboration spectrum from sharing information to mergers. There's a lot in between there, so he'll be focusing on that. Also, collective strategic planning, the why and how. And he'll also be covering tools and tips for better collaboration and shared decision making, which is probably really popular amongst the nonprofit community right now. And then finally, more money together, opportunities for shared fundraising. Who knew that nonprofits could collaborate on fundraising? I'm so curious to hear more about this, so I'm really excited for this event. As always, you can learn more about all of the events that the Adirondack Regional Chamber hosts through our website at adirondackchamber.org. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So that's all the time that we have for today on I'm In with the ARCC. Hope to see you next week. Thanks so much.